North Carolina is looking for insurance companies as it privatizes its Medicaid system. The program that covers 2.2 million poor and disabled North Carolinians is undergoing massive overhaul, but patients won't start to see any changes until next fall. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
North Carolina is the largest state that has not moved its Medicaid program to a privately run system. Lawmakers directed the change 3 years ago, and now the state is asking insurers to submit proposals to manage care. North Carolina Secretary of Health Mandy Cohen stressed that the services covered and the amount doctors are paid won't change. She says the idea is to better encourage people to get preventive care and keep on top of chronic health problems.
Before something becomes a really major and very expensive problem, right? Control hypertension, high blood pressure, before it turns into a stroke.
The first phase will impact about three-quarters of the people currently enrolled. These beneficiaries will choose their insurance company, likely starting in November 2019. Those with more serious medical issues will stay on the state-run program for now and be transitioned in 2021. The four statewide and handful of regional contracts represent a $6 billion a year spend for North Carolina. The request for proposal, or RFP, comes before the federal approval needed to go ahead with the Medicaid redesign.
We have a very good line of sight until to the final details, so I feel very confident in putting out this RFP. However, in our final negotiations, things could change.
Insurers must submit their proposals by October, and the contracts will be awarded early next year. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.